graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is WWE Hall of Famer Mean Gene Okerlund, and you're listening to Suplex City Limits. Great show. Couple of all good pricks, as far as I'm concerned. Please. Yeah. Truly. You can see it out.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 126 of Suplex City Limits for September 9th, 2017. Smokier than a forest fire, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he once beat Sasquatch in a knife fight, my co-host.
Tyler Fudge, the key to beating Sasquatch in a knife fight is to show your dick. Because then he looks at it, and he's confused because he's got this great big monster cock one. Because, you know, he's Sasquatch and shit's proportionate. And then just stab. Boom, done. Jim, over to you.
I was thinking work the inside, you know, because Sasquatch has the reach advantage, you know.
Get close. Yeah, but then he could just grab you by the head and rip your head off.
I guess. Well, there you go.
I mean, a chimpanzee ripped a woman's face off. Imagine what a Sasquatch can do.
Yeah, that's true. You think Sasquatch has a big dick, though? Because, like, gorillas don't have big dicks.
They got, like, 2-inch dicks. Like, 2-inch dicks. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. That's why they fight all the time, I think. That's why gorillas are always, like, posturing and beating on their chest and shit. Just like humans. And that's how you can tell they have small dicks. Dudes, yes. You know those dudes. You see them around, right?
Yep.
They're the guy who want to fucking fight you over, I don't know, you looking at his woman for a second or something.
Yeah, he's short and stocky, and you just know that dick is just pine cone size.
Exactly. On that bombshell, Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow me at the show Twitter, at Suplex City Limits.
The show Twitter.
What is the show Twitter? It's Suplex City Limits.
I just never heard you say it like that.
I started that last week.
Oh, fair enough.
You can follow Tyler at The Futteration. We have t-shirts available, pro wrestling tees. 4 designs available, sizes small to 5XL. You buy them shits, give you a shout out on the show. You look like a badass everywhere you go. What more can you ask for?
And the shirts are fucking comfy.
Yeah, you can get extra. You can pay like $2 extra to get a even comfier fabric.
Which is what I did before I was a part of the podcast, so you guys got no fucking excuse.
Yeah, even... It's just Asian children have to work longer hours on those shirts. But
Asian children in the basement of a Chicago warehouse?
Well, the t-shirts are printed there, but the t-shirts are probably made.
That's true.
In Honduras or something.
That is very true.
Or you can donate on Patreon. That's like the weirdest transitions ever.
There's no child labor on Patreon.
Yeah. You can support us on Patreon. Get yourself a shot on the show. Like bad motherfuckers. Casey, who I was looking at our Patreon the other day, has been donating to the show for 2 years.
What?
Yeah. You're a bad motherfucker, sir. He's a badass. Shoutouts to Wrestling Soup Podcast, Mission Joey over there. Much love. The Mizcast, infamous Chris Savage, The Carnivore Keith Martin. I'm changing the name. He was the killer Keith Martin for a long time.
The Carnivore.
Now he is the Carnivore, Keith Martin. And the people of South Florida are getting free moats. Jeremy Foltz.
Jeremy, you asshole. You're causing all this.
Thank you very much for donating to the show.
Hurricane Foltz.
Yeah. Hurricane Foltz. It's running wild. This week on the podcast of the Immortals, we get high as fuck and recap the entire week in wrestling as we do every week. So let's get into it. The high as fuck part is checked off the list.
Ching. Done.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm listening to the sound effect. Maybe like a...
I was trying. Okay.
Or I was thinking like when you get health on like Mega Man or something. Let's start it off with the week's news.
This week in the news, GFW troubles everywhere. Christy Hemme going to be very fat. Kenny Omega needs surgery. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is the fucking news. Let's just talk about GFW up front.
Yes.
You mentioned it first. Shit show going on in GFW.
Shit show if there ever was one, that's for sure.
Jeff Jarrett is out on an indefinite hiatus after being drunk, I guess. People are saying that they think he was drunk in Mexico. That would explain something.
Yeah, and they're also saying, too, that there was a situation months ago with Bob Ryder.
Yeah.
That apparently was a lot worse than perceived. Like it went a lot further than what everybody knew or something like that, too. And that was a catalyst behind it.
Hmm. And, I mean, while all this is happening, so Jarrett's out of creative now. So the creative team is like three guys. It's like Sanjay Dutt.
Scott D'Amore.
And Dutch, right?
Yeah. Basically,
Scott D'Amore again.
Scott D'Amore was the leader of Team Canada back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Remember that short, fat? He's from Toronto.
Where did they? Where did he ever write anywhere before? No.
TNA. He was writing for TNA back then.
Oh, okay. So he never wrote like with the WWE.
I don't think so. No, he ran his own wrestling company. I think it was Can-Am Wrestling or something like that.
Yeah.
And then went to TNA with, you know, I think a bunch of those Team Canada guys like Bobby Roode and them were all Can-Am talent or Scott D'Amore talent at least. And
I don't know about Dutch Mantel even being a part of that. I feel like we'll make the fucking dish and then like at the end, let Dutch put a little seasoning on it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what he should be there for.
Yeah. He got fucking corny while bouncing around in there.
He's only an on-air talent, though, so I don't know. Yeah. He's probably, you know, he's going to keep some guy like Samoa Joe down or something, or Kevin Owens.
Yeah, so for all of this, there's talk that Anthem is ready to sell. I guess they're hemorrhaging money. When has that company never not hemorrhaged money?
Well, I mean, Anthem itself, no. But yeah, buying Impact, yeah, that was a bad idea.
It's like the rumor that they're ready to get out of the wrestling. They've been in the wrestling business for like 6 months, you motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. And what's the funniest part about all this too, though, is Jeff Jarrett was taken out of TNA, right?
Mm-hmm.
A company that he started. Now Jeff Jarrett has been taken out of GFW, a company that he once started.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a trend happening here.
Yes. So it's like, maybe you shouldn't start any more wrestling companies, Mr. Double J.
Oh, dude. That's all he knows how to do. He's that and, like, try to sell fucking shitty gold.
Some fucking pyramid scheme. Somebody tried to get me on a pyramid scheme there last week.
Yeah, weird. You said that.
Oh, I did. Oh, fair enough.
Mm. Fucking, that shit's crazy. People are dumb.
Yeah.
So yeah, GFW, fucking madness going on over there. Was there anything else GFW related?
No.
Okay. Just that everything is, the city is burning over there.
Yes, yes. It's crumbling to the ground, if you ask me.
All right. What else happened? PWG, Battle for Los Angeles happened.
Bola.
No real point in talking about it, because only 400 people saw it, so. Yeah. I'm awaiting my reel-to-reel copy in 6 months. So.
Yeah, yeah. Please send me my digital, or sorry, not fuck it.
I was like, so I heard that they do have Blu-rays now. I was amazed. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, but it's probably only shot in 720.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And put on a Blu-ray and just stretch to 1080.
Do you think it would not even have been out of the... You know, out of the ordinary for them to do like a VHS now.
No.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they put out an event like, oh, this is going to be only on VHS.
Yeah.
And people will be like, that's so cool.
Isn't a VHS supposed to be like discontinued? I don't think anybody makes a brand new VHS anymore, or in the few, like, a year there won't be. I read that somewhere.
I heard that the last VCR was made, yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear that. But there's bands now that release all these, like, special edition cassettes.
I know. And I know people that jump on that bandwagon, too, and it's like, man, like, cassette is widely known as the worst media.
Well, it's not worse than 8-track, but it's, yeah.
That's true.
It's better than 8-track. I think that's the worst delivery system of music ever.
That's true.
Sounds like fuck.
What was inside of an 8-track?
Tape.
Okay, it was the same thing as cassette. Like, it was tape. Okay.
Yeah, but way shittier quality. That's all I remember is, like, when we listened to 8-tracks as a kid. Yeah. It was outdated then, even. But they always remember they always sounded like shit.
Fair. I've never, ever heard an 8-track.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, it's dog shit. Kenny Omega, as you mentioned, injured. Having surgery.
Yeah.
I guess his knee has been fucked for a while, but it finally locked up on him.
But apparently he'll be back for the pay-per-view for ROH
in like three weeks. 14 days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something ridiculous. I was like, okay, yeah. Fair enough, man.
Yeah. Leo Tonga is set to take his place on the upcoming tour. So.
Big Show is also being written off TV for a minor hip surgery. And that's why on Raw, basically.
Oh, is he having hip surgery?
Yeah.
Can he fucking stop wrestling, though? Could that be the end? That's fine.
What do you mean? You're not enjoying the Big King Kong Bundy show?
Big Show Bundy?
Big Show Bundy? That's a better ring to it.
No, not really. That match was cool, though. I mean, I felt like at the end, you could have let him fucking wave to the crowd, and people could have gone, thank you, show, and that could have just been it. We could have been done with it. Have a nice day.
Oh, we'll get a WrestleMania match for that.
God damn
it. I'm calling it now. Big Show wins the SmackDown title at some point in time at Royal Rumble and brings it to the WrestleMania and loses it and retires.
Oh, man. Say it ain't so. They announced this week, WWE announced, that I guess for the first time ever, or at least the first time in a long time, they'll be running Christmas Raw, which means that Raw will also be on New Year's Day.
Yep. Yeah, it's an unfortunate event, that's for sure.
I thought it was pretty cunty.
Yeah.
And I said so on Twitter. And I got blowback from people, some people. I was like, really, dude? You think these people should have to fucking wrestle on Christmas?
Well, not even wrestle. What? Travel. Travel on, you know, like, Boxing Day. All through Christmas. And not spend... Christmas is meant to be with families. Like, I even feel bad for people like working at a 7-Eleven on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit, man. And like, well, back in the day, they used to run them at this and that. Yeah, that's back when you got a payday based on the house. So yeah, having a giant show in some stadium, fuck yeah, I'll work on it if I'm making scale.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? If I'm making money like of how much we get, a big ass payoff. These guys, it's just another day of work for their contract.
And if I'm not mistaken, back then, too, it was more of a territorial system, so you weren't far from where you were based. You know what I mean?
You can't do fucking, Raw and SmackDown the week before that, let people go home through fucking Christmas and shit, and then pick up on Friday for your weekend house shows.
Yeah.
You know, on TV, you could put anything.
A best of.
You don't even have to do that, right? I mean, you could just do... You know, you could do like Christmas things of the history of Raw.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could even tape an episode in advance and air it then and just be a Christmas episode. Because who's watching it on Christmas? Nobody. I'm watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Christmas Story. I'll watch Santa's Sleigh before I watch Raw on Christmas Day.
Oh, I'll probably end up watching it. Probably not live. Well, obviously not live.
Well, no, I won't be watching it live.
I'd rather watch a fucking a fireplace on YouTube than...
That's true. I would. On Christmas Day, I would.
Yeah. What else
we got? New Year's, that's different. I'll just be hungover or something, right? And I'll just be laid down watching Raw. So...
That works. I just think it's kind of fucking whack. You're going to make these guys work. Like, you could send them home for a week, give them some time off. This week, son of WWE Hall of Famer Scott Hall, his son Cody Hall, was accused of what is now being officially referred to as pulling a sexy star.
Oh, what did he do?
I don't know. By professional wrestler Vinny Massaro, who...
Oh, that's Vinny the guy Massaro, from the Kingdom. Or no, that's the Lucha Underground guy.
Yeah, he follows the show. He's fucking yeah. really like a nice guy. He's talked to him before on Twitter. But I guess, yeah, he's saying something about... He says, I walked out because you started shooting and broke my hand.
Jesus.
You know what Sexy Star did? You should be blackballed too, but... And then it has some kind of thing. I suppose because his dad is fucking... Who his Scott dad is. Hall. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Scott Hall never got blackballed from wrestling. And he was piss drunk a lot of times.
Massaro later added, I think I explained it. When we wrestled, he shot on me and broke my hand. I walked to the back. He never apologized for it. But now, if I get mentions, he calls me a pussy. He should have been blackballed, but his dad is Scott Hall, so he gets a pass. If it was somebody else, he would. Fucking nailed it there, dude.
Yeah, no, it's true.
This kid, I don't think this kid's much better of a person than his fucking dad is. Didn't he remember he stole money from Scott? Scott, then he goes and tweets it out like a fucking idiot.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, Cody stole some money from him at some point. He tweeted about it like a fucking idiot. Then he deleted it.
Boy, that sounds like Colby Carino kind of stupid.
I feel like it. I mean, if this kid was worth a shit, he'd be in fucking NXT, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't even need to be worth a shit to be a second generation guy in NXT.
Right. I just had to watch fucking. I just had to watch fucking Cesar Bunani on a fucking episode of that goddamn show.
Another episode of that goddamn show. That guy needs to go away.
Cesar Bunani.
But you can put Cody Hall in that place and be just. You'll be better off.
Yeah, I don't know how familiar I am of his work. I mean, I've seen him around, but...
He does stuff in New Japan. He was part of the Bullet Club for a while. Very limited in the ring, but, I mean, he looks good. You know, he has potential. But...
Yeah, he's a tall fucker. Is he taller than Scott?
No? Yeah, oh, he's much taller than Scott.
Wasn't Scott like 6'6"?
Yeah, something like that. I think Cody's probably like 6'9".
Big motherfucker.
6'10", maybe.
Sexy Star was stripped of the AAA women's belt. So, I think they were just forced to do it.
Well, I mean, nobody's going to fucking fight her, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. On the Sexy Star thing, Jericho. It's like, I saw this news story, and it's like, oh, Jericho says Sexy Star is now banned from his podcast. Ooh.
Ooh, because she can speak well. You know, her English is so good.
Yeah, you're going to have that fucking broad who can speak like 5 words of English on your show anyway.
Yeah, yeah. She could probably say, hello, goodbye, dick, and sex, and other phallic things probably.
Lucha Underground star announces pregnancy. Did you hear about this week?
Melissa Santos? Brian Cage?
Yeah, dude.
Buddy, that fucking guy, that kid's going to come out fucking beautiful as fuck, built to shit.
He's gonna come out with a steroid head so big it won't fit out of a pussy.
instead of Cage's robot arm, he'll have a robot dick.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll probably have to cut it open and take it out because it'll have a giant fucking steroid head.
C-section.
Yeah. That guy is so fucking obviously roided.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's obvious. Let's do a long-term prediction. On the show. 18 years from now, I bet that guy doesn't live long enough to see his kid graduate high school.
How old is he, I wonder?
I don't know, fuck, he's not that old, but dude, look at him.
I gotta see now.
He's 34, probably 35, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he's not 33. Even 33.
He's 33. I'm gonna say.
So yeah, that's 50. Will he make it basically past 50?
I'm gonna go with 48.
So you think he won't make it long enough to see his kid graduate?
No.
Awesome. Me either. Someone marked that down and then...
Do you know his real name is Brian Button?
Button?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird... I'm familiar with that last name.
Benjamin Button?
People, There were some people who had that last name here.
Oh, yeah? Now, this sounds like there's a great story behind these people.
Oh, not really. Just two broads, two sisters, and one of my buddies who fucked both of them. Not at the same time.
Oh, man.
That'd have been way cooler.
That would have been way cooler. But I mean,
still, it's an impressive feat, no less.
It though. Is. It is to fuck a sister. That's
I can't say I've ever done that. So.
Nope. Me neither. Me neither. I tried once, but no.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
I got caught, though.
Both of definitely them, tried.
Both of them seem... I didn't know they were sisters when I was trying it, though. And they lived together. And then I got... It was like, oh. Oh, shit.
Should have pulled a sleepwalking, sleep fucking thing.
Yeah. I tripped and fell, I swear.
Yeah, I was having sex in my dream, and... I'm sorry, I fucked your sister.
That should be a what card, a Hallmark card. Sorry, I fucked your sister.
Well, I get it like, oh, yeah, do you have any cards? Sorry for fucking your sister.
aisle 18.
Do you have any for fucking your brother? I'm going to grab a couple of those on my way out, too.
Just a puzzled look. Like, what's this guy doing?
Just to say, sorry, I fucked your sister. Sorry, I fucked your brother.
Mother, father, dog.
Sorry, I came in your fucking food.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Okay, that it just went too far. It was okay. It was okay, but then it went too far.
I think we're okay.
As does happen here. New Japan is kind of coming back. They could release their schedule.
Yeah, they're doing their tour to destruction.
Yeah. Kind of weird when September 10th is destruction in Fukushima, which is fucked up because like that's where that whole power plant thing happened.
Yeah.
And then even more comical, September 16th, the destruction in Hiroshima. It's the 60th anniversary of the destruction in Hiroshima show. It just seems weird. Why would you call it that?
I know, and I think it's they know what destruction means because they're using it. I just don't think they're putting two and two together, or maybe they just love it and just like Hiroshima. I don't know.
I don't think fucking Japanese people think that Hiroshima was funny.
No. You're right.
Jesus. Oh, fuck. That's great. So, yeah, some of the names are kind of... Are these big shows? You're our New Japan expert here. I watch this shit.
No, not really. When they do their big destruction... Because they've already done one show, and there was no singles matches at all.
Road to Destruction.
Yeah. I think you get like one or two marquee matches on each of those shows.
Yeah.
And you know, it's basically, if they did this all in one show, it would be a fantastic show, but it's spread over 3 days. So
I don't know. Yeah. Those multi-man matches, as much as I try, I just can't find a reason to really watch them.
Like, some of them are really good. Like, you get some of like the junior heavyweights in those multi-man matches, or, you know, if you can get the right combination of like Okada and, you know, Tanahashi, Naito, and whatever, you'll get yourself a good, very easy to watch match. But no, the singles matches are where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. Former WWE talent and TNA knockout Christy Hemme has announced she's pregnant with four fucking babies.
Quadruplets.
Are you a fucking Labrador? What the fuck is going on, dude?
That's why I said in the opening that Christy Hemme is about to become very fat. Because that is... Can you imagine Dave? I called you Dave.
Hey, Dave. You're as bad as Bob Caudle.
But can you imagine if... what was I going to say?
Sorry.
No. I lost it.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine having four babies in your belly? Like, I eat some pizza and I get full.
Yeah. I was going to say, if I had some barbecue to put on them, I could get them down.
Put the baby on the barbie.
You're talking about eating four babies, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I think I could do it. I've been dieting, but
just you, that diet has all been training for this one time.
Oh, dude.
To eat four bettas.
Quick food diversion. From here, I weighed in yesterday. I go to a fucking, like, a dietitian. Biggest waste of money ever. You go see this lady, and I walk in, and she weighs my fat ass, and then we sit there for, like, 10 minutes, and that's it. It's really dumb. I was at an all-time low, and then Mrs. Vicious Mom visited, and she made these breakfast sandwiches today. It's fry bread with bacon and eggs and cheese and a hash brown patty and shit in between two pieces of fry bread, dude. It is unbelievable.
And now your all-time low has risen up.
Oh, I probably gained 2 pounds just eating that, yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, you gotta live.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was like, dude, I don't even do, like, a cheat day. You know, a lot of people do, like, cheat days.
Yeah.
I know myself. I think you and I were talking about this. I know that I could derail my whole week of progress in one day if I'm like, do whatever I want. I'll be like, it'll end up like that after they capture Tony Perkis in Heavyweights. You know, where they party yes. around the fire, like, drinking fucking chocolate syrup and shit.
Yes. Oh, just fucking... Supper is tacos, pizza, fries, burgers, hot dogs, onion rings, and matzo sticks. Fuck
Holy yeah. fuck. Named off a bunch of shit right there.
Pizza fingers, chili dogs.
Pizza fingers?
Have you never had a pizza finger before?
Not that they actually called that?
Oh, dude, you've never lived, bro. It's like a spring roll, but inside of it is pizza.
Sounds pretty good.
It is.
When pizza's in a spring roll, and there's pizza in the town.
Yeah.
What are the things you have up there? Pizza pops, right?
Pizza pops. You guys have pizza pockets. Oh, do you have pizza pockets?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We have hot pockets.
Hot pockets ain't the same, because we got hot pockets as well.
Hot pockets.
But pizza pockets and pizza pops are basically the same thing. Only made by different companies.
They're all part of the pizza family?
Yes. Yes. Pizza Pockets are made by the same company that makes McDonald's fries.
What the fuck?
And Pizza Pops has the Pillsbury Doughboy.
What the fuck has happened to this show? Faded. You almost need that sound like when you die in Grand Theft Auto.
Fatality.
You know that sound that plays when you die in Grand Theft Auto? Because I am fucking faded. All right. You want to do the top five for the week?
I suppose we could move on to wrestling.
Suplex City Limits Top 5.
Suplex City Limits top five of the week. Just our favorite matches of the week. They don't have to be your favorites. You can have your own favorites.
Yeah. But we encourage you to send us your top five.
Yeah, sure. Fucking A. So these aren't the best matches or anything. These are just the ones we like the most. Okay, disclaimer out of the way.
disclaimer out of the way. This is a very Lucha Underground heavy list.
This week I thought was... Like, usually I'm excited about, I'm putting matches on my top five. I'm taking matches off as better ones happen. This week I didn't even start it until, like, fucking Thursday when I watched Lucha Underground.
Because there was nothing to do, you know what I mean? Like, Raw, you can... Some people will argue that Strowman and Big Show. But, I mean, in general, all you're getting is just two big guys clubbing each other. And some smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Then Nakamura and Orton... Sure, it's a fine television match, but, again, that's a WWE television match. It's not a very good match in general. It's just good because it's TV.
I heard it was good. I'm going to be honest. I fucking fast-forwarded. I can't watch Randy Orton anymore at all.
Like, you could tell that Randy Orton really, he liked working with Nakamura. So, yeah. Like, Randy Orton wasn't as, you know, his same self, you know, like the, oh, I'm bored Randy Orton kind of deal. But, you know, it's still just, you know, it's a Nakamura WWE match, and it's still an Orton match. So it's an okay match, but it was nothing to write home about.
So this week, our top five, we came to the conclusion of Ono and Hideo Itami NXT.
Yes.
Was a street fight.
Honestly, everything here was a street fight, wasn't it?
Most of them. A lot of them were. They replaced another street fight from Ring of Honor. I had a
Beer City Bruiser and Jay Lethal. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an honorable mention this week.
Which I seen it this morning. It was really good.
Which is proof positive. Like, if there's not going to be any, like, blow away, you know, work rate matches, then I'll always take a good fucking street fight.
Oh, easily.
So that was a good match on NXT. I'm sure we'll talk maybe about it as we go by in NXT.
Yeah.
Kairi Sane, Toni Storm from the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, I loved that match. Fucking
it was good?
Loved it. Yeah, really good. Because Kairi Sane is probably one of the best baby faces WWE has.
You know, I have that in my notes for the show as well.
Yeah,
about the exact same thing.
It's unreal.
There's no one that I've seen in that company who is as white meat of a baby face as her.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's laying there and she's fucking getting like bent around or something. And, like, I don't know if it's just because she's like a little Japanese girl and they look so cute to American guys like us, or, you know, North American guys like us.
Yeah.
I think there's something to it, yeah.
But her facials, just, like, though, man, you know, like, when she is selling, she looks
help her,
like she's
right?
hurt. Yeah, she looks like she's in pain, and it's lovely.
You want to help her, then you want to fuck her.
Yeah, and then you just want to place your hand upon Toni Storm's ass, because it is fun.
She's got a good-looking ass.
She does.
So that was one of them. We'll probably talk. We have a Mae Young recap. I took notes on the shit, so.
Oh, good.
I mean, I watched the entire new set of
I did
matches.
Too. I got it too.
And then we only got one. There was an honorable mention for what? Toni Storm
and Viper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pepper,
that was a good
Piper
one too.
Nivens.
Yeah, we'll talk more about all that when we get to the Mae Young. Drago and the Mac, Lucha Underground, just. Really, I just put all three, like, when we were talking, pitching matches back and forth, I'm like, nominate all three Lucha Underground matches.
I read that list, and I was like, I know what he thought of Lucha Underground.
I just think that most matches this week, all of Raw, SmackDown, NXT aside from Ono, and even really Ring of Honor was all just very just meh.
Yeah, it was. It's very true. This week would have helped greatly by Bola being streamed.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought it was a lot of just very mediocre stuff. So Drago and the Mac is gonna win just because the Mac is awesome.
And it was a fun match too.
Yeah, it was a fun match. Cortez Castro, Joey Ryan, the 5-0 street fight on Lucha Libre. This match was awesome.
My good, great googly moogly, Jim. This was the best match of the week. I'm telling you.
This is one of the best street fights I think I've seen in a long time.
I agree. That match was spectacular. I loved every last thing about it. And if you would have, on paper, when I seen Cortez Castro versus Joey Ryan in street fight, I was like, I don't think I'm going to watch that.
Yeah,
and then awesome. I watched it, and it was absolutely brilliant. Loved it.
I like this here where we touch on them a little bit, then we'll pick them up when we get to the shows. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. I guess really we're kind of recapping Lucha Underground right now.
We are.
What the fuck? And then I just threw in Matanza versus the Rabbit Tribe because it was super fun.
It was a fun match. It really was.
Yeah, Rabbit Tribe is awesome. A lot of fun spots in that match, so there you go. That's the top five for this week. Our top five. The top five. What do you want to get into now? You want to talk about some Raw or something?
Might as well. Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
All good. That was my fault, not yours. From Raw was in Omaha, Nebraska this week. I really don't have much to say about any of these shows.
There were, like, in my mind, two things happened. John Cena and Roman Reigns cut a promo, and then Big Show and Braun Strowman had a cage match. Everything else was just run-of-the-mill garbage, if you ask me.
I mean, Cena, Jason Jordan opened the show.
Oh, right. I totally forgot about that match. Yeah.
Yeah. Jade Jordan still has no reaction. But this was a good TV match.
It was. The crowd was totally into it by the end.
Yeah. Jordan goes down to 1 AA. And as Cena celebrates, Reigns comes out. And then it goes to commercial immediately. That's another thing I thought was, like, the commercial timing of these shows was really weird this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree completely.
I was so excited because it started with a match. I was like, oh, dude, I love it. All right, no bullshit promo. Well, no, they're just going to do the bullshit long promo right here.
Yeah, right after it. I liked how Roman Reigns gave John Cena shit for it taking 20 minutes to beat a rookie.
Yeah.
When the match actually only went 11 minutes.
Exactly.
It's like, fuck, man.
Oh, but he calls him a fake bitch, dude. Ooh. It's fucking cheesy. If someone came up to me like, you're a fake bitch, I'd be like, really?
Yeah, I'd be like, thanks, buddy.
That's your insult? Is that I'm a fake bitch?
Yeah, it's like being fat and somebody coming up and calling you fat is like, oh, good one, man. Never heard that one before.
That's a really good one. Oh, fuck. Man, he's got this whole, like, I don't know if it was off the cuff. I imagine it was. Cena, like, brings, you know, awareness to the fact that his zipper is open.
Yes, yeah.
And he says that he broke. And then, like, I think that was all made up on the spot.
That, and you know what? That was good. Good on Roman Reigns was able to divert that one.
And, I guess.
Yeah, but he didn't come off looking like a complete fool. You know what I mean? He had something to say to it, at least. What else is he going to say? What's he going to say in PGW programming? He's like, ah, well, if you had a dick as big as mine, right? Like, what's he going to say that? No.
Like, it's sad that the bar is so low that him saying something back is like, well, he said something. At least he didn't just stand there like a fucking idiot like he usually does.
So true. So true.
Yeah. What else we get? Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins on commentary while the bar defeat Slater and Rhino.
Woo! Jesus.
We did get that Jeff Hardy and Miz Intercontinental match, which is a passable TV match.
Yeah, I agree. It was, but that's, like, all it was, though. That's all it was.
They kicked out everybody except for Maryse. Why didn't Maryse help him cheat to win? I don't know. They just gave Miz like a clean win.
Yeah, Maryse, I don't know. They've dropped the ball a few times on that. Like that one time where if he got DQ'd or something like that, he could, or whatever, and the obvious thing was Maryse could go and just attack Dean Ambrose or attack the Miz, slap the Miz, and the match is over and he's DQ'd. So it's
WWE cliched idea that I can't stand, number 457. Emma and fucking Nia Jax. Was it Emma and Nia Jax?
Yes.
They get added to this fucking match to make it a four-way.
After bitching to Angle about being in the four-way, and they're like, okay, well, if you win this tag team match, you can be in the four-way. Like, did you not notice that at the beginning of Raw, they plugged for the first time that it would be Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Why would you even plug it if you knew you were going to do this?
Yeah, it's really dumb. They recap 205 Live. I've been to watch that this week, but I was like...
Watch a five-way match with Enzo Amore?
Did he win?
Sure he did.
God, that's got to piss these guys off.
Yeah.
Pisses me off when he's like, I'm like, Cedric Alexander is so amazing, that guy. And like, he is fucking great in the ring and shit. You just have like all these guys who are a million times better, have spent way more time, way more effort than this cocksucker. Because what, he can fucking talk a little, I guess? I don't know.
But now the only thing that you can argue that with, and it's a small argument. The crowd aren't, you know, the crowd's into it more than they have been before with Enzo Amore involved.
I guess that's fair. He wins this six-man tag here with a poke to the eye, and I guess last week he used his feet on the rope.
Yeah, so he says if you're not cheating, you're not trying to win or whatever.
At least they're acknowledging that this guy's not as good as these guys, right?
Yeah.
That he has to cheat to win.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's decent.
Something, you know, that's what the Raw has been this whole review is. It's something.
Yeah, Balor is out. Speaking of, it's something. Finn Balor is out. I just like shitting on this guy so much. Yeah, he's cutting a promo. He says he's not afraid of Wyatt. He shouldn't be. He never wins.
No,
ever.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, but is it just me, or is a Finn Balor promo awkward to listen to?
Oh, God. Is it just me, or is Finn Balor awkward to look at? Unless he's like, unless he's doing a sling blade or something. You know? He just weirds me out, that dude. I don't know what's up with him. But yeah, his promo shit is just brutal. I don't like it.
And then Wyatt comes out, and you have no goddamn idea what he's talking about, and you're left like a girl.
It's the usual. Yeah. It's the usual Wyatt cutting what would be a cool promo if you still gave a shit, but you don't because he always loses. Yeah.
And the promos never mean anything. It's just Wyatt talking.
Yeah, it's just threats that never come true.
Yeah, it's... fuck.
And like, how cold is this thing between those guys? Holy fuck. Oh,
colder than a dead hooker in January, that's for sure.
Yeah, very fucking piss poor. I was noticing, did anyone notice a lot of people liked it when I posted on Twitter that Bray Wyatt sounds more southern now?
Have you not,
no? I feel like he has a heavy southern accent now. Like he's got a southern accent that he didn't necessarily have before.
Maybe. Well, like, I know that he's always tried to have like a Louisiana accent.
Yeah.
But like, are you talking about like a more southern, like a bog out or whatever? Like,
I don't know. He just sounds more southern to me.
Well, I don't know. I usually tone Bray Wyatt out, so maybe I'll listen to him next week.
Will, I'm going to go with to our friend Will from Shooting Shiznit podcast. He's the most southern person I know.
He's very southern. Southern. Hi, Will.
He's the most southern dude I know. So I'm going to go to his expertise on that one, and he can get back to us.
Everybody always gives me shit for being Canadian, so like, I can just do it.
Oh, fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Right? People always used to think that Rando was Canadian.
Really? Because
he's got... He has the North Dakota accent a lot more than I
he
do.
He does.
I have it.
Don't you know.
Yeah. It's all in the O, right? When you say smokes. You know? People do talk like that.
Yeah.
Like the movie Fargo, though, it's not... I mean, that's over the top.
Yes, and that's what people, I always think of.
That's more of a Minnesota thing. People in Minnesota do talk like that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because, like, because How I Met Your Mother, Marshall's parents are from Minnesota, and they sound, yeah.
Well, the Coen brothers are from Minnesota. They're not even from the Fargo area. They're from somewhere else in Minnesota.
Fucking posers.
Fucking posers. yeah, we had this women's four-way match. I just don't care. But, yeah, they win so that they can make it a four-way so Nia can win it at No Mercy and then lose it to Asuka shortly thereafter.
As soon as she comes up.
Yeah, exactly. Renee did an interview with Braun, who should never do interviews like that anyway.
No, he's upset that Angle put him in a cage match.
Isn't it fucking just... Why does everybody have... We talked to death, I guess. It's not even worth it anymore, but why does everybody have to be the same template? You know? Oh, yeah. Everyone has to talk. Nakamura, you have to go out and talk. And then Tommy has to go out there and talk. And Asuka has to talk all the time.
Yeah, I mean, Asuka's much better at it than a Tommy and Nakamura, though. that's one thing she's got. But no, there's a time and a place, you know. There's a fine line. Like, Nakamura can get by with, like, five words. You know what I mean? A Tommy, I've never been compelled by a Tommy speaking. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The monster guy, Braun, should not talk. He doesn't need to.
No. He's got the "I'm not finished with you" and his roar. That's all he needs.
It is all he needs, yep. Dude. Yeah, and it should be if they tried to get an interview with him. You know, now the interviews are just kind of like, you know, back in the day, it would be like they're coming up to people in the back and having an interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now you got the beast tamed to stand in one spot there and coordinate with you. And it just doesn't make sense. It makes them look like they're not so rough, yeah. You know? It's.
And the way, in the words that he says, you know, someone writes this shit for the guy and it's, he sounds like, you know, he doesn't sound like a fucking guy like that. I don't know. It just sucks.
I agree.
A weird segment backstage with some cruiserweights and your boy
Adrian Neville
Watson. Sorry, Lance Levine liked that, and he's like, "Dude, do that again sometime." So, the Aaron Neville. I'm like, dude, you know that nobody got that joke except for like you. Like two people like know who Aaron Neville is.
I'm only getting it now.
Oh, fuck. Then they had the techs out there strengthening the ring.
Oh, yeah. AKA just rubbing metal poles. Just jerking them off. Just heating them up.
And despite the fact that they had, like, fucking, you know, 32 four Mexicans and two other guys in there earlier.
Just jerking off everybody.
Oh, I guess I missed that, Rollins and Ambrose defeated Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah, you did too. We never even talked about that.
Pretty shitty. No, it was a good match, I guess. Whatever. I just don't care about any of this. I don't know, man. I'm sorry, dude.
I don't even have it in my notes.
Yeah, I don't even. And I always say I don't want to be that dude. Because when Raw or SmackDown does have cool shit, we come in here and say it. But there's not cool shit really happening right now.
No, and you know, like, I'm already tired of the Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins thing because they've got nobody to face. And it's just like, it's the same shit over and over again. And
if you can get those two. And I don't think they're really tag teaming, you know? Like, why aren't these guys doing more?
Yeah.
Like, actual tag teamy shit.
I agree. There's really no team aspect to them.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what they only have a couple tag teams, dude. They only have like the Hardys and Gallows and Anderson
and Sheamus and Cesaro.
That's it.
Well, yeah. The guy Heath Slater and Rhino.
Okay,
we've seen that this week as well.
That's five teams. I mean,
yeah,
they have the Revival, who one of them's out.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not building up any teams. You know what I mean? There's just Rollins and Ambrose and the Bar. The Bar.
That's
true, man.
That's it. Yeah, they don't know how to keep a few people hot at the same time.
No, that's true. And you got 3 hours and they can't do it. It's absurd.
You can take a tag team that has been, you know, shitty, have them beat a bunch of other tag teams, you know, and like work up and like, well, these guys are hot right now, and then you can bring them into the fucking scene. God damn it. You're WWE, man. You did this before, a long time ago.
Fucking bullshit!
Exactly. And then Big Show Bundy and Braun Strowman. Why, you know, okay, good cage match, sure, but why were they in a cage match?
Right, because you know? Like, so the ref can't fall out? You know, like, is that it?
Yeah, because like last time, well, the ring collapsed, so this time let's put a bunch of fucking fence on it.
Yeah. Put a fence on it and... Oh, Jim.
Put that cigarette out.
dude, I don't know.
Surprisingly good interview, though, from Jack Cohn, the referee. I liked it. It's probably, like, a better promo. Definitely, Jim, definitely a better promo than this.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
Oh, that's great.
Magnum
TA.
What
is that from again? Magnum TA. Oh, that is Magnum TA. Yeah, I saw that. That's fucking great, man.
I seen that on Botchamania, and I was like, oh my god. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I'm glad to have it in the repertoire.
There you go.
So yeah, that was Raw. I mean, dude, Big Show elbow off the top? What the fuck?
Yeah, and then you got too. Yeah, and then you got Booker T talking about how he used that as a finisher in WCW. I don't remember that at all.
I just remember using the choke slam.
Yeah.
Maybe he's thinking of like Ron Reese or something.
Maybe that big tall motherfucker, that goofy guy, the Yeti.
Yeah, the Yeti. So we have Big Show's elbow off the top. Better or worse than your average CM Punk fucking elbow off the top?
Better.
It was actually a really good elbow.
Yeah, like there was no flail. There was minimal flailing. Where like CM Punk, when he does an elbow drop, he looks like a goose that hasn't learned to fly yet, trying to fly. And it's just like, ah! You know, like, or maybe like a semi-retarded goose doing it, you know? But, you know, that's CM Punk. Big Show was just like, I don't know. Like I pictured that's how a gorilla would deliver an elbow drop.
Yeah. So, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was your Raw. I guess let's talk about SmackDown. I fucking hated it. SmackDown Live from a mystery city, because they're not going to tell you.
Oh, one of those. Because they're just in Nebraska.
Well, they were in Nebraska for Raw.
Oh.
No, they were in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But they basically say that they're better than your fucking city. Your city is beneath them.
Yeah.
We can't say on our show that we're here. We're embarrassed to fucking be here. If they pulled that shit, I would just, like, dude, don't fucking go next time. If you went to this show or any of the shows where they do this shit, fuck them, don't go back. That's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like, what's so bad about Sioux Falls, South Dakota?
Exactly, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's actually a nice city. I've been there. It's.
Did they at least say South Dakota?
No.
What?
No, they didn't say shit, because South Dakota is fucking, that's not cool. They can't say that.
It's not cool to be in South Dakota.
No, it's not. They do that shit to, I always talk about Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like the only reason I know Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania is because they fucking won't say Wilkes-Barre every time they're there.
I know the Wilkes-Barre Penguins, minor hockey league team to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, I had to look up and see where the fuck SmackDown was at. That's crazy. That irritates me. So, moving into the show, and you notice it too, they doubled down when Shane came out and didn't say the city, because you know he always fucking says the city.
Yeah.
He didn't say it either, so it was like, oh, this is a conscious effort.
Can you imagine Mick Foley coming out and being like, it's good to be here in front of USA.
Yeah. Isn't that horseshit, though?
Yeah, oh yeah, it is. It is.
I remember when, like, WCW would run, like, crazy fucking places for SmackDown. Like, pretty much anywhere with a fucking building that held 5,000 people would get, like, Thunder and shit like that.
Which Thunder? Thunder's being added to the network.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, me too, because there's a lot of garbage on Thunder.
Yeah, can't wait to watch some fucking El Dandy matches.
Oh, see some fucking Lash LaRue.
Yeah, exactly. Lash LaRue. Some high voltage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Get some Super Callow.
Super Callow?
Yeah.
Probably some, like, maybe a Wrath Smash.
Blitzkrieg.
Blitzkrieg. So they announce that JBL is gone. Fuck, that was awesome. Fuck him.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, it Corey Graves being the addition, it helps SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I feel like they need people. And I don't know if I talked about this in the show, but Kenny Florian is a guy I think that they should look at.
Kenny Florian. Remind me of who that is.
K-Flo, he's a former MMA fighter. He was a really popular fighter, but he does commentary shit for UFC, and he also does it for that robot battle show that I watch.
Oh, BattleBots or whatever.
Yeah. Right. He also does, like, play-by-play on that and other segments, too, like, you know, that they do on the show, and I think he's fucking really good at it. I think he could be a WWE commentator, man.
Well, fuck, write him a letter, bro.
to write him a letter.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. WWE should fucking be smart enough to know that there's that, you know, by watching a show like that, hey, maybe this guy would be good at doing our shit. But
yeah, I mean, they had more Ronaldo. That worked over great.
Yeah, right. Kenny Florian, that would be great, man. Too bad JBL's not there. Kenny Florian would come in and just fuck him up. Great. But no less, I mean, they had these really weird, like, Orton promo and like a weird in a dark hallway. What was that about?
I don't know. Maybe he's feeling his inner Viper.
Yeah. They had it. They're like, well, we better do one from Nakamura too. So.
Yeah. Fuck it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This, I don't know. Those promos, I didn't really. It was nothing to me.
No. Is this anything? No.
No.
No, it's not. And then we just get into this whole bullshit. I was keeping tabs on how long, you know, I took timestamps on this show. That's how pissed off I was. But this whole opening thing doesn't really matter, right? Carmella interrupted by fucking Owens, and Shane comes out, and I don't know, dude.
Carmella and Ellsworth break up.
And Owens says that.
Oh, wait, that's later.
No, Shane's family would have been better off if he died in the helicopter crash. It's so weird. It's like, when they try to do shit like this, it's so unrealistic, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's
I don't
not,
get it.
There's not too often you hear somebody say those words. But
remember when one of the Bellas said to the other one,
I wish you died in the womb.
It's like, nobody would ever fucking say something like that.
I've said that before, actually. I've told a girl once that this is a bad story. I'm going to say it anyways. This chick, her mother had died of cancer like a couple years before. And no, it's not gone that far. I was just mad at her. And I was a little mad, yeah. And I told her, the best part of you ran down your dead mother's leg. Yeah, that didn't go over too well. I kind of felt bad for it after, but I said it. It's over now. But
well, it's over now.
So, yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
So, like, I get what you're saying, but, I mean, I'd say shit like that if I was mad enough, I suppose.
I guess. Shane loses where he is in the script. Owens has to off mic help him. Really piss poor. Do you see that? Did you catch that?
Yes.
God damn it. And then Brian is out after they brawl. And they're making this out to be a big thing. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. It's whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he was comparing how when The Miz had his run-ins with Brian
yeah, right.
kept the level head, but Shane, he can't put it aside and stop beating up Kevin Owens.
We've seen this coming for like a month already, and they still haven't made it. I was like, oh, they're going to make it official now, but they haven't yet.
No.
They just end up suspending Shane, and what, Vince McMahon's going to come next week. Yeah. Vince McMahon, who's sitting backstage right now, is going to come. Although, do you think he went to South Dakota? He's probably like, fuck him. Fuck South Dakota.
I'd be surprised if Vince spends a lot of time at SmackDown, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I know he doesn't go out to the West Coast much anymore, but he probably still goes to places like that.
He might, yeah. He might.
I'm sure they ran a house show in Rapid City. So then you can go see fucking whatever the fuck that is. I'm so baked, I don't even know.
How do you know what Rapid City is? What the fuck is Rapid
City? Is where they got that fucking, the four faces, the Mount Rushmore. There you go.
Oh, that city's called Rapid City?
Yes, sir, it is.
That's a fucking stupid name. What's so rapid about it? At least Grand Rapids has Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rapid City is just like the rabbits fucking like, just the rampant all over town, or like what?
I don't know, dude.
I'm just fascinated by that stupid name.
We got ourselves over with people of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but now we've lost Rapid City, South Dakota.
Rapid City is like, fuck that Canadian son of a bitch.
The worst place I've ever been in South Dakota is a place called Belfouche.
Belfouche. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a place in this town. This province of Alberta called Assumption.
Assumption?
It's just assume what assumption would be, and it's probably more. Like, there's barbed wire outside of the fence of the police station because they don't want people getting in. Right, so...
Yeah.
It's a nasty place.
So, 20 minutes into the show is where you get your first match of the night. It's Natalya and Carmella. It lasts about a minute of TV time.
Yeah,
because it immediately goes to commercial. It starts, goes to commercial, comes back, and is over. Ooh. Immediately after it gets back.
Yeah, and so this causes the breakup, or what you would think would be.
Yeah, and that's the segment ends at 30 minutes into the show. 40 minutes into the show, Dolph Ziggler comes out. And what the fuck was this, man? Did not work.
This was odd.
They didn't listen to what I said.
Comes out as Ziggler.
Yeah.
With the same music. Then goes back, comes out as Cena, Randy Savage, and then does Naomi.
It comes out with fucking Dinsmore's wife.
That's his wife. Nick Dinsmore?
Yeah, that's who that chick was. It's his wife.
Eugene's wife?
Yeah.
Huh.
2016 Mrs. South Dakota.
Huh.
Well,
good for him, I guess.
A bit of trivia for you.
Good for him, I suppose. Not bad for a guy who played a retard on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Right, a guy who played a retard on TV for a living. That guy made a better living than us, acting like a fucking retard on TV.
Then he went to TNA and did their Indian thing, and he was a doctor.
Indian thing?
Yeah, they done that India TV show where it was like Sanjay Dutt.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick Dinsmore was there as a crazy doctor.
He's a hell of a wrestler, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. It's just a shame he got straddled with that gimmick.
Yeah, he also did the Naomi entrance. And then he just says the crowd makes him sick, and he leaves. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was okay, cool, man. Didn't want to see you anyways.
Yeah.
Jim.
English. What?
Jim, how long is the next match?
The next match is a minute. Aiden English defeats Sami Zayn second week in a row.
Yeah.
With a roll-up.
Yeah.
And also, mind you, I believe that women's match. Oh, yeah, she was distracted by fucking Ellsworth throwing the case in.
Yeah.
Distraction roll-up. So, yeah, here, another minute-long distraction roll-up. Here's the New Day with Daniel Bryan. And I swore that the Usos were going to do Uso penitentiary match, man. I was like, absolutely, it'll be in a cage. It'll be a no. A street fight.
A Sin City street fight. So, there's going to be neon stuff everywhere.
And dice.
Dice, yes. They're going to be hitting each other cards. Furry dice.
Oh, fuck me.
One tries to paper cut him with a card.
Yeah. God. As we mentioned, yeah, Brian calls Shane out, tells me suspended. Vince is coming to the show. 1 hour and 12 minutes in, we're back from commercial. Renee is with Jinder Mahal. I fast forward past that.
I don't even have it in my notes.
Maranatha! Maharaja Kawasha! Come down, get the best car wash at Maharaja Car Wash.
Baron Corbin versus Ty Dillinger for a 3-minute match. This is about 3 minutes. I kept track, so. And Corbin wins. I just fuck the Dillinger shit. It irritates me.
Yeah, but at least, though, they're planning up where AJ offered Ty Dillinger the open challenge next week.
So. I'm hoping that for this show that had nothing on it, I'm hoping next week with that and then like the Usos and New Day match, I hope they'll actually get some good matches for change.
I can't see why a street fight between the Usos and the New Day can't be a top five. You know what I mean? They've had so many great matches. This match is just going to be great. It got to be. If it's not, then, well, they're probably fucking with it a little bit, but.
Maybe because it'll have commercials in the between it.
See, I don't get commercials. Yahoo!
You don't get commercials?
I don't have cable.
Oh, the way you watch, you don't have commercials.
No, it just blends.
It's still irritating when matches go to commercial.
Yes. Yes.
Which is why, other shows are smart enough not to do it. But yeah, they do it even on NXT, those cunts.
I know, and there's no commercial. It's just a WWE ad.
Now, 1.5 hours in, Carmella and Ellsworth backstage.
They make out.
And then she slaps him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, Ellsworth, I'm jealous for Ellsworth, I must say.
Yeah, well, this is great. Nakamura and Orton. It starts at 1:44, and at 1:46 goes to commercial. How fucking crazy is that? How are you going to start a fucking, oh, this is important, this is the main event, and just 2 minutes in, you're going to go to commercial?
Yeah. At least when they did it before, JR was apologizing for doing it. You know what I mean? Like, JR would make it play off. It's like, I'm sorry, guys, but they're telling me we got to do another commercial, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
But now she's like, oh, hold on, guys. This match will be right back.
We're back at 1:49. Okay, so that's 3 minutes. That's longer than the match was before it went to commercials. Of commercials.
3 minutes of commercials.
And you're back just in time for a long-ass headlock spot from Orton. Like, dude, do the fucking long headlock during commercial. Don't do it when it comes back. Holy shit.
Well, like, or at least when you're coming back, that's where the headlock gets broken. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah, you're using logic, and we don't use that around here. Nakamura gets the win clean, so that's nice. At least. I mean, obviously, were they? Even I think they're smart enough not to do Jinder and Orton again.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to see that. But, so I'm assuming that Jinder and Nakamura will be a Hell in a Cell?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it will be. He must really wish he could fucking work with somebody good. Like, you know?
Maybe he's getting Nakamura?
Sick, yeah, because he's like working with Corbin and working with fucking Jinder. And I don't think, I never thought of Orton was a good worker, personally, but.
No, I mean, like, for WWE style, he was okay.
That was loud.
I think I'm just bored to fuck by Randy Orton.
Yeah, when he was doing the Legend Killer gimmick or, you know, stuff like that, it was cool. But Randy Orton today is just, it's a guy that doesn't care anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck. And show ends with Bryan and Owens backstage. I don't know. I'm interested. Owens says that, you know, next week he's gonna make SmackDown his playground and make it Bryan's hell.
Yeah, and that Vince is coming. Everybody.
Dude, I hope this could be cool if Vince makes him the fucking general manager or something, or gives him some power in the show, to where Owens is like arguing and fighting with Brian, booking shit. That could be cool.
That
could be funny.
That would be cool.
I could see a lot of fucking comedy gold coming out of that.
Oh, dude. Owens and Brian, I think they could be really good together.
Yeah. they can wrestle on the indies once Brian, his contract back is up, and once they release Owens.
Yeah.
And we can all fucking watch it in Ring of Honor.
Let's say probably around 2020.
Yeah. So next week, 3 title matches on the show, including that tag match, which looks good. The U.S. one also with Styles, and Ty Dillinger should be good if they can just get out of their own fucking way for a change.
Yeah. I really hope that they just let this match be just a match, you know?
Yeah, give it some time.
If you've got to interject Baron Corbin, interject him after the match is over.
Fair assessment. What are we going to do here? Talk about some of the other shows?
Yeah. I mean, what other show do you want to talk about, good sir?
We can talk about a lot of NXT. Baked.
Yes, weed is a good. Weed is a good. I'm a baked. I'm a baked.
This week's NXT, not a lot of stuff, really.
No, not a lot of stuff at all.
CN almost defeats Caesar Bonanni. I fear the day that they push that fucking guy.
Oh, man. But you know it's coming. You just know it.
I fucking hate that guy.
I do, too.
He sucks so bad. Velveteen Dream interview, huh?
Yeah. You miss Regal being really pissed that people aren't fighting in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Says that the Ring of Honor boys need to fight in the ring.
Yeah.
So... They can be part of NXT. They just have to fight in the ring. So, Lars Sullivan, who does a 3-on-1 match,
three unnamed opponents.
Yeah, like, they were such jobbers they didn't even name them.
No, but yeah, no, it's fun. Lars Sullivan, you know, he's got a good gimmick. He's got a good look, and he just against guys like this, he really comes off as a fucking monster.
They should have waited just a little bit longer to take that fucking gland out of that guy.
Yeah, that give him a little bit more of a Bigfoot Silva look, a little rough around the eyelids.
Well, a little taller. Because he's not, he looks like, when he walks out, you're like, oh, that guy looks, because he looks like a giant, but then he's like, oh, he's not really that tall at all.
No, no.
Like, everyone's as tall as him.
I mean, I'm sure he'd rather his quality of life.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a fucking Cro-Magnon, man.
Oh, yeah, he's the missing link for sure.
He's not as good as the Missing Link. The Missing Link is fucking way cooler than him.
I mean, biologically, he's more of a Missing Link.
God damn it, not wrestling. Not everything is about wrestling. I'm talking about the real Missing Link, the link between apes and people.
Amen, brother.
Not a weird fucking southern wrestler who painted his face green.
And had weird patches of hair.
Fuck that. What, that gimmick's crazy, dude.
Oh, it's so weird.
Anytime those old boys want to sit down there and talk about, like, well, wrestling and Lucha Underground, they fucking... You guys had the Missing Link. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. The Bastion Booger.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
It is. But they did
Jose comes out after this match, and I guess we're going to have, you know, a match between these guys. He talks about how Sullivan attacked him at TakeOver. And Jose attacks him, gets beat down. So, are you ready for a hot No Way Jose and Lars Sullivan fucking angle?
I am not ready. I am not ready.
Gargano has an interview. When fucking Sabatelli and whoever that other asshole is, you know his name, don't you? Fuck that
Riddick
shitty...
Moss? No.
Oh, that's him. That's him. The world's shittiest tag team. Yes. That's what they go. That's what they wrestle as, I think.
WSTT.
Yeah. They are the fucking worst, those guys. The Tino Sabatelli guy, fucking just,
He's so annoying to even look at. I just...
Yeah, next... Yeah, they suck. And next week, Gargano's gonna wrestle one of them. I don't fucking know why.
It's going to be a disservice to Gargano, that's for sure.
It's like, is this what you got going on, dude? Like, why would you bring in a guy as talented as Johnny Gargano, do all this shit, and then just waste time having him work a green piece of shit?
Yeah.
For no reason. It's like, it's fucking stupid. And then when he gets hurt doing shit like this, that's pointless. Like, how many people before him have been hurt doing pointless shit? I mean, what the fuck?
Right? I mean, do this on a house show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because all this is trying to give Tito Sabatelli a little bit of rub, you know what I mean, with Johnny Gargano. And it's just like, well, you know, let him, you know, work with him on the house show circuit, and he can get a feel of how he works and take it from there. But
that guy's in my, like... top five probably most disliked people that they employ as wrestlers. At least top 10. I fucking can't stand that guy.
Yeah, he's definitely up there. Definitely up there.
A fucking dummy.
fucking dummy.
Yeah. Sometimes call it like the less offensive way is more entertaining, right?
Yes.
Like, I sometimes agree. I'll just call things on here and I'll just call it poop. It's like, it almost has more impact me calling it poop than me calling like a pile of fucking shit or something, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Oh, fucking so hell.
Weird how that works. Got a promo video for Sonya Deville. She comes out and takes on Zeta.
Yeah.
Who they say was in the Mae Young Classic. Must have been eliminated in the first round.
She was eliminated in the first round.
Yeah. They also did, I guess, a Sanity promo thing, which was really weird and abstract. I thought it was cool for what it was.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't know. There's... Yeah. It was cool. Like, I don't know. It's just meh. It was cool, but it was nothing over the top for me.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of, you know, if they're going to start off with, like, a six-man... sort of rivalry between them and the new, you know, and the Cole Riley and Fish or whatever.
Yeah.
That could be cool. I've been down for that.
Definitely.
This women's match, I just fast forwarded it because fuck it.
It wasn't very good. It was bad.
Fuck off with your MMA gimmicks. That's all I say to you. And we'll get into the Mae Young Classic after this, I guess, but yeah, fuck off with your MMA gimmicks. Birch and Lorcan, do you see this? They're like tagging in a ring, kind of.
Yeah, like the Progress Wrestling owners.
Oh, is that who was?
They were ringside behind William Regal. Yeah.
That's interesting. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's like it's a weird eclectic group of people. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just weird.
It's not Birch and Lorcan tagging, which is like where. You know, we kind of were all saying, like, that would be cool if they did after that angle where they were working back and forth with each other. I think they'd be a great tag team.
I'd be all for it, man. And they need it. They need tag teams, so.
Yeah, Ruby Riott needs to find a partner for next week. She take on the Aussie cunts. Yeah.
That's going to be an exciting match, hey, Jim?
Oh, fuck. The delivery of that was great.
I tried to sound as serious as I could.
That'll be fucking awesome, bro. I like Ruby Riott, but you know the Aussie cunts suck.
Yeah, they do. They do. I don't know. It's like the more your opinion has grown on me on how they're not even good looking, because now I see Billy Kay and it's just like you just look like a duck. It's like everything's just so compact and squeezed. It's like
I don't. Think either of them are. I mean, I'd fuck them. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think either. Well, I say that to my girlfriend one time. She's like, "You think that chick's good looking?" And I'm like, "Nah." She's like, "You wouldn't fuck that chick." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'd fuck her, but." She kind of like didn't get. You know, she didn't get it. I don't think like women understand that men.
No.
I'm like, no, that chick's not attractive. No, I wouldn't fuck her. Yeah. Of course you fuck her.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Right, like,
why wouldn't you?
It's a warm place.
Oh, man. What else we have on here? And on Tommy, fight?
Yes. Which was a good match, you know. They had a bunch of cool spots. You know, it was just, I liked it. The best low blow in the world by Cassius Ohno.
Yeah. It was good. Great. I thought it was a fun match. They can work together.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Sorry, it keeps the feud going too because he did low blow him, and it's kind of a cheap shot way to win. But
didn't Tommy poke him in the eye like right before that?
Well, yes, but Tommy's the heel though, right? So nothing he does is bad.
I suppose. For being a street fight, there wasn't really any like weaponry.
I don't think we've ever seen a big full-on street fight in NXT, have we?
I don't know. That was. Not that I recall, I guess. I guess I can see not wanting to go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, let them, if they're going to go crazy, do it up on the main roster.
And then to close the show, Regal brings out Asuka. Announced that she's in negotiations with Raw and SmackDown. I'm almost positive she's going to Raw.
Yeah, I'd hope she went to SmackDown, but...
Oh, dude. I feel like if you put her on SmackDown, you're going to end up with... you know, two champions being Japanese people who can't really speak English very well.
it could be an experiment too, you know.
Because I know they want Nakamura, It spreads it out then, right? I mean, if people are fans of them, you know, maybe you get a Japanese audience if they're on the cards separately. And I don't know. I see you're going to Raw, but you never know with these guys.
That's true.
They have the entire women's division out on the ramp. And Ember Moon comes down and gives her a hug. I'm like, okay. I thought she was going to, like, fuck her up, maybe? I don't know. Didn't happen.
No, it's... Yeah. I mean, I was okay with it. I took it for what it was. It's a send-off.
Oh, I didn't have a... Yeah, I didn't have a beef with it.
Yeah. It's a nice way to end the show.
I take it back. I did have one beef with that, Let me get in that spotlight.
Yeah, let me, I got some flowers,
Like, why are you here, you motherfucker? He's always got to get out there and fucking be in the spotlight.
Yeah, like Mae Young Classic. He's all over that.
Yeah, you and your motherfucking bitch. What's up? We don't have a song for the Mae Young, do we?
No. I don't think we do, Jim.
No.
And I am sorry, but I don't have one. Mae Young Classic. Mae Young.
Probably was a prostitute.
She, I don't know. She stole some money from some dudes.
Oh shit! Gave hand jobs in black and white.
Mae Young would bring you back to her room. Mae Young would then beat you up with a broom. Mae Young then fuck your dead corpse. Mae Young would take your wallet and horse. Yeah.
The fuck is that about?
Well, I mean, like, she used to. There is a story of her going back to a guy's room, having sex with him, beating up, and taking his money.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit! Fuck that.
I don't think she fucked a dead corpse though. But fuck it, right?
Hey, we can't confirm or disconfirm that.
Nope, she is dead. Ask it her. Is possible. Try it. Try asking her.
The Mae Young Classic. I skipped all but the Kairi Sane match from the first one. The first four taping, I didn't watch that. The new four, I did. So, we haven't really talked much about the Mae Young Classic. I know a lot of people are, well, at least some people are into it. Maybe it's just a vocal minority who are, like, way into this thing.
I mean, I seen most of the first four. And I've seen all of the last four. I enjoyed most of what I've seen. You know what I mean? Like, in the last four. The first four, no. The first four is garbage. But
did you hear that they were down there, like, rehearsing the fuck out of these matches?
Really?
Like, in advance of this? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I've heard that. That's been going around this week. That, and whatever. I don't have a beef with that. I mean, but eventually you're going to have to go on tour and, you know, have matches more on the fly. You're not going to be able to practice every match you have fucking for weeks down at fucking Full Sail.
No, and which was a detriment to Sasha Banks and Charlotte and all those guys that came up where they, you know, they were reciting that. That Bayley Sasha match was probably rehearsed for a month.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fair. So, I mean, it probably is, I guess I don't fault them for bringing these girls in, and you have the facilities, you have a fucking bunch of rings. You know, throw them in there, make sure what they can do is, you know, hey, skip this, work on this. I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I heard, you know, and also I think that it maybe took so long because I heard that they had to redo a bunch of commentary.
I heard that there was a bunch of the first four episodes, the commentary needed to be redone.
I don't know if they redid shit here. I was like, is this your redone commentary? Because it sucks. Lita sucks.
She's bad. She is bad.
Yeah, she's fucking awful. And JR is not full JR power anymore.
No, he's fly by the seat of my pants, JR. Fly by nighttime way, JR.
Wow, there you go. But unless, let's get into some of this. I mean, like, you can see where they're hiding shitty spots with camera angles. It's so funny. It's like, oh, that looked like shit. And you're like fucking outside, like under the ring looking at it. Like, what the fuck? What's this camera angle? That's why.
You missed the farce that was Marty Bell and Rachel Evers, though. Oh, man. That's the match where they ended the, they changed the finish on the fly because Marty Bell sucks so bad.
Oh, God. I got to check that out. We did get Rachel Evers here. Rachel, also known as Rachel Ellering.
Yes, her father's there as Rachel Ellering, or as Paul Ellering, but God forbid we call her. That's Lance Storm's last name.
Really?
Yes.
His real name? Last name?
Yes, his real last name. So it's like, why?
Weird. You know what I mean? She trained there?
Yeah, she trained there. But still, you're being labeled as Paul Ellering's daughter.
It's way better.
Yeah. Well, you fucking Lance Storm, you know what I mean? Like, you married to him? No? Well,
how boring would that be? Both of those things.
What a life. What a life. Could you pass me the carrots? Can I be serious for a second? That's it. Yeah, fuck that guy. He blocked me on Twitter for nothing.
Yeah. She has some kind of powerlifting record. I imagine it's in the chicks you'd actually fuck division of powerlifting.
Not the super duper.
So it's like all the chicks that anyone really would want to fuck. Other than fucking JBL, of course.
Or Triple H.
Oh, we know JBL likes big sweaty women.
What pay-per-view was that again?
I don't remember. We tweeted that out. But I was like, who is this broad he's looking at naked? Oh, no.
Oh, bitch, no.
Bitch looks like an American gladiator. She takes on Abby Lath, who's known as Kimberly on the indies. I like her Kimberly, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, she's really good.
I like her in the ring. I like she brings a little thickness. She's got a little stomach on her. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, she's different. You know, she looks a lot different than the rest of the people that's there. And, you know, it's the same reason why Piper Niven's is pretty over as well. And she can go for a big lady. I know she's not in this match, but...
Lath wins with Mae Young's old move, the alligator clutch.
Yeah.
Which she's been doing throughout the tournament. Serena Deeb versus one of my new favorite female wrestlers, Piper Niven. I like her a lot, minus her gear, I think, is a misstep.
Oh, the full-on bathing suit kind of deal?
Yeah, it looks like those fucking fat dudes you fight against in Final Fight. I don't know. Someone will know what I'm talking about. They're these, like, fat fucking super fat dudes, and they come out in, like, a fucking onesie kind of swimsuit-looking thing.
Oh, okay.
But no less. Why did they give this Serena Deeb chick so much in this? I thought they gave her way too much in this match.
Well, like she was the Daniel Bryan or the Brian Kendrick story for this show, because Serena Deeb, you know who she was, right? The bald chick from Straight Edge Society,
right? Yeah, who ended up being like a drunkard.
Yeah, exactly. And so like
she was in the Straight Edge Society.
Yes, exactly. So this was kind of like her last hurrah kind of deal.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I don't even remember that.
No, like, I don't. I was barely watching it at that point in time.
I was not watching at that time, so I don't know. But I didn't lie. I thought there was nothing to this chick. I didn't think she was very good. I thought she looked. I don't know. I mean, not to go down to looks, but I mean, they are women. We do have dicks. I mean, you know, come on.
Well, you know? I mean, I'm sure it has some of the reason why women clamor towards Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose and Finn Balor.
I feel like she's doing things in there that she just shouldn't really do, you know, with like how much she's getting in on this big girl. I don't know.
No, I get you, for sure.
She didn't work a style that was like conducive to, like, if you're going to have a small chick versus a big chick or a small guy versus a big guy, there's a template there, you know, of how you do that correctly.
Yeah, it's the David versus Goliath.
And I didn't think they did that very well here.
Yeah, like you can do one of two things to start that match. Is the smaller guy can just use speed to fuck him up for a little while, but the big guy's going to come around, sell for a while, and come back. Or the big guy just fucking pummels you, and you come back. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not a... I'm trying to equate that to what you're saying. It's
I can feel you.
That's as far as I'm going, though. Fuck it.
I like Piper Nevin. I think they should sign her, and she would be a big fucking star.
She would be the Nia Jax we deserve.
Yeah, she can be a face too, man. People her. Like, it should be. Yeah, it's like you got to realize that there's people out there who don't only think that little blonde chicks with big fake tits is attractive.
Yeah, big you blonde chicks with big real tits.
Yeah, and it's not fucking. Yeah, exactly. And the women who watch wrestling aren't all those kind of chicks either. There are chicks who, you know, have different fucking body types and shit. So I like it. I think that she does need to do some more Bam Bam. Like, she needs to do Bam Bam Bigelow moves in her moveset. Like, give me her doing a moonsault off the top or a greetings from Asbury Park. Fuck, I'll pop hard as shit.
But she is very athletic for a girl of her size. Like, I'm not doubting that she could do it. And it, like the, I believe the match against Toni Storm, I believe the one where she teased going up on the top and saying she's sorry for that I'm going to crush her or whatever. Like, maybe that's what she was going to do there, but I don't know.
I do like that she does the Vader fucking thing.
Yes.
The Vader bomb. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, that's fucking quality, man. It's good shit. I like her. Princess
Suhei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's former
Princessa Suhei. Princessa Suhei.
She's a former CMLL wrestler. Takes on Mercedes Martinez, who, like, dude, come on. She's awesome.
Oh, she's amazing.
Finally gets a shot, dude.
Yeah. She should be signed. In my opinion. Yeah, she should.
And my impression of her, too, she's like, dude, she looks like she'll fuck you up.
Yeah, she's scary. Like,
even as a dude, you'd be like, fuck, this chick, is like, she looks intense. She looks like she could fucking beat your ass.
Yeah.
That's good. And plus, we all know how well WWE uses luchadors, so.
Yeah, you might as well just stay clear of that. I wasn't a big fan of Princessa Suhei. Like, she's good and all, but, I mean, there's nobody for her to work that style with in that tournament.
Yeah, exactly. Martinez wins with the Fisherman's Buster. Well, that's pretty good. What else we have?
Oh, I got Bianca no notes Blair, on the Young Classic.
You got no notes, and I got somebody texting me.
Bianca Belair, that's the girl with the hair.
The hair whip girl.
Yeah, so she was taking on Kairi Sane?
She takes on Kairi Sane, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, Bianca Belair, she's athletic. You can tell that with some time, she could probably do something pretty good. You know, but she's only been doing it a year.
I mean, she busted out of the 450 and shit.
Yeah, exactly. It was a little bit of an awkward 450. Like, you know how a lot of guys just go straight down. Well, she done like the Brock Lesnar shooting star press where she went out and did it.
Yeah.
But
I thought she did a really good job of working heel style.
Yep, that like hair, dude. Those hair spots are brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, not even that shit as much, just everything in general. Like, she's just fighting dirty from go, you know? I think, like, she has a better understanding of heel psychology than a scary number of people who wrestle for that company. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Completely agree.
So, yeah, she's pretty good. She could be something. Speaking of American Gladiators, she kind of looks like Blaze from American Gladiators.
I could see that.
Fucking cool was that show back in the day,
dude. I used to watch that all the time. I like when I was a kid, I wanted to be on that show.
Yeah, I fucking looked around. I tried to find some online. I ended up buying. They released a couple seasons on DVD set, and I bought it online.
Really?
But it's only like two seasons or something. It's
like that's all they ever had, or is that all you bought?
That's all you can find online in DVD.
Oh, that's like I tried to find. All the like a DVD box set of like Goosebumps.
Yeah.
There's nothing made.
And that's just lost to time because if it's not on some channel,
it's on Netflix now.
Oh, well, okay. American Gladiators isn't. I don't know why the fuck it's not. They should put that on Netflix.
Yes.
Fucking tweet Netflix. Yeah. Hashtag get American Gladiators.
Not the remake.
I'd even take that, but I want the original old one.
Yeah,
With fucking Larry Zonka, Mike Adamly. Jeff Harvey.
Jeff All right. Harvey.
Oh. God damn it. We move on to episode 6. Tony Storm has a dumb little hat on. She looks like she plays keyboards in whatever shitty glam rock band that Dolph Ziggler's in. And you know she comes out to Poison, probably in Australia or wherever the fuck, because her song sounded like such a Poison ripoff or like Warrant, Cherry Pie.
Yeah.
She's got a very like glam rock thing, and it's like I don't know how that's supposed to be over. I don't know what's with the little hat. She's only 21 years old, is that correct?
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty impressive, right?
Well, she's pretty good for, you know, being 21 years old.
I have here in my notes that Tony Storm reeks of indie. I don't know what I was saying there. But in my notes it says that she reeks of indie, so I don't know.
She's big in Stardom.
Yeah. She's good. I mean, I don't know why she was the one who made it all the way to the final. I mean,
I liked her from the go. Honestly, I was a big fan. Yeah. I don't know if it's because of her badonkadonk or whatnot.
She's hot.
She is.
Takes on Lacey Evans, who I've never liked in NXT.
No, that gimmick is not for me. Especially since I'm Canadian and we don't have the Navy.
Yeah. They have a stupidest gimmick match. Tony Storm wins. Now that Lacey Evans, you're going to see more about her because she was in the Navy and she's a fucking... The WWE supports our military. So yeah, hey. They'll love that. She's a female John Cena or something. Mia Yim takes on Shayna Baszler. Where's she from? Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yep, they mentioned it there.
She's a very handsome woman. She walks by the fucking the fake four horsemen. I was saying, if you're into MMA, you know, like if you're a Baszler fan, an MMA fan, then you'll know what I'm talking about when I say that Baszler looks like the love child of Matt Hughes and Ryan Bader. Oh my god. Oh
man.
Oh, and it's so like when the real like four horsewomen are there, it makes the other ones look stupid. Like how lame was that too? Like, oh, us too, but we're of wrestling, or it's like these chicks were the four horsewomen. They came up with it. You know, the MMA ones. They came up with it. Fucking, it's stupid for you to be like, oh, us too. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get you. But
what do you think about this? I think Baszler's awful. I think she sucks.
Really? I quite enjoy Shayna Baszler, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I find her presence to be good. She comes off as somebody that's just going to kick your ass. She hasn't been working very long, so you know you got to give her some time anyways. But for the time that she has, like the 2 years she's been doing it, I think she's pretty good.
Yeah. I hate her selling. I just hate it.
No, yeah, she does need to work on that. I agree with you there.
And I just don't like it. I don't like... I mean, this isn't even stylized. At least that DeVille girl is like a hairsprayed version of MMA. You know what I'm saying?
Hairsprayed version.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like this chick just looks like a fucking MMA fighter. And I don't know. I don't know.
That's the point. You know what I mean? It's,
oh yeah,
she looks she is an MMA fighter, right?
But right. I just don't know. I don't like the MMA gimmicks and shit. You know, it's like I didn't like that they took this chick who, in my opinion, sucks, and they put her all the way to the finals. Now, spoiler alert: it's her and Kairi Sane in the final. I just don't like it. Like the whole tournament now becomes about this angle with these fucking other women, and it's like I don't give a fuck. And they're all training right now. It's happening. That is going
to
happen.
Oh yeah. You're probably going to see Shayna Baszler win.
Fuck. Yeah.
Because of that angle, I think it's very possible. And
wow.
But Kairi Sane being that like we said, the best babyface they got, she doesn't need to win because you're going to get sympathy for her for, you know, being hurt or just being Kairi Sane. So,
yeah. I just feel like we're not going to get a good match at the final.
I feel like we could either, we're either going to get something pretty good or something god awful. But yeah. I don't think Kairi Sane is going to be involved in a god awful match. I think it'll be one of those where, you know, let's say, like, I don't know, somebody carrying somebody to a good match. You know what I mean?
I could have, I mean, honestly, I could have went for a Piper Nevin and Kairi Sane. I guess they're both faces, but I don't think that matters in a tournament like this.
No, no. I mean, I think that would have been way more drama. But
wouldn't a big, like the bigger chick versus like the tiniest? And she is, Kairi Sane's like the tiniest fucking woman.
Dude, she is so small.
Yeah.
She's 5 foot
one. Those
two
having a match would be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it would be. It would be.
Japanese girls are hot. You're tiny. You can just, like, put them in your pocket, and you gotta go out and shit.
It's like a pocket pussy.
Like a pocket pussy. Oh, boy. 5 feet of fuck me, man.
Yeah, exactly. I would put her in the pocket pussy as well. Yeah. So, it's not a racist thing.
What else we have here? So, Rhea Ripley, who's, yeah, like, 20 years old. Defeated by another one, yeah. Defeated by Dakota Kai. I don't really have much on this.
She's Dakota... from New Zealand.
Yeah. I have no notes for that match.
I mean, it was nothing, really.
Yeah. Nicole Savoy and Candice LeRae, who's Johnny Gargano's wife, who looks like fucking Eminem's mom or something. She looks like, I don't know if it's the bleach blonde hair, but she just looks like she'd be swinging open the door of a fucking trailer. You know?
Doesn't she? I can see that, but she's mighty like, cute, though.
Cigarette hanging out of her mouth and shit.
I don't know. I find she just comes off as just like that, I don't know, like, hey, I'm happy.
She looks like she looks like a nice girl. I don't know, but it's just the bleach blonde hair thing that's really weird to me.
But I mean, a lot her of girls are doing like, that too now, where it's like white.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on? You know that your society has like jumped the shark when young girls are dyeing their hair gray.
Yeah.
When how long have women dyed their hair from gray to color? You know.
Yep. No, I agree. It's weird. It's a weird world we're living in, Jim.
Yeah. LeRae takes the win there, as she should. Holy fuck! Episode 7. So we moved into the next round. Abby Lath and Mercedes Martinez.
It was a good match.
Yeah, Martinez takes the win. Good match. I like both of them. No beef there. What else we have? Candice LeRae losing to Shayna Baszler.
Very quickly. Well, that Tope Tornado DDT to the outside was great.
Yeah. The Baszler holds the kayfabe sexy star after the match. Won't break the hold.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, well, that's timely.
Yeah, it comes back and gives her a little kick after she wakes up.
And Piper Nevin and Toni Storm. Obviously, we know Storm wins. I thought I was really wanted Piper Nevin to win this one.
Yeah, I mean, I was either or. I like both. I didn't really care what happened. But, you know, like Piper Nevin's. You could do a lot more with her right now. You know what I mean? It's like just a built-in. She's different from everybody else you got down there.
All right. I like to finish. Storm works for the suplex, which I guess is her finish. Throughout the match, can't get it. Finally catches her on the second rope and uses that to her advantage to get the suplex. I thought that was well planned out.
Yeah.
The interview with three of the four horsewomen of MMA.
Yeah. Mysteriously missing is Roddy's wife.
Yeah, right. The other ones show up. So anytime, I guess it's like anytime, any place. Or name the time and place or whatever. So
What are you thinking? Survivor Series or Royal Rumble?
Make way more sense at Survivor Series to do a Survivor Series match, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
Will completely. They do that, though? Probably not.
I don't see them doing a Survivor Series match with them. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that'd be great.
I don't know, man. That means you got to have three women that have never wrestled a match in their life work enough to take a fall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, what's this other girl? Isn't the other girl trained? There's Baszler, and then there's Rousey, and then there's the other two ugly ones. What are they? There's Ronda Rousey, then there's those three other ugly ones. No, I'm just being a dick. Just being a cranky ass dick for fun. What are the other chicks' names?
I don't know. I have no idea.
One of those two has been training for a little bit.
Fair enough. And, I mean, the one that's married to Roddy, Roderick Strong, I'm sure he's been putting her in fucking wrenches there for years. That's probably how she got pregnant.
I was going to say, the proof of that is just popped out of her vagina. Fucking. Didn't she just have a kid? Isn't that kid like a little baby?
The kid's probably like 2 or 3 months old.
Jesus. She's ready to do some wrestling. I just think, like, none of those chicks can wrestle, so what the fuck are we going to do here?
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't...
It's going to be a train wreck, you know it.
There's this dude. I could look up his shit, but I don't know, whatever. He probably, I don't know if he listens to the show, but he tags the show in, like, daily posts to the WWE to bring in Alistair Overeem to take on Lesnar. Like, this dude, he wants it really bad. He might be listening to this.
I mean,
he might be listening to this.
I think he's probably the only person that wants that.
That's what I said. I'm like, dude, if they're going to have a rematch, I'd rather watch it in an octagon.
Yeah.
That's where that... So a lot of people are really welcoming to that, and it's like, I don't like that shit, man.
No, it's like... It worked a couple times. Like, Lawrence Taylor was decent in 94, 95, or whatever the fuck it was. And then it went completely downhill from there until, like, Arrow. You know what I mean? Arrow was decent at it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think these kind of fucking things are silly. So, where the fuck are we at in this thing?
I mean, I don't know. I think we're at the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we are. Well, Kerry Sane defeated Dakota Kai. I guess.
Yeah. That match wasn't that good because it seemed like Dakota Kai was a little bit hurt.
Yeah. Episode 8 was Mercedes Martinez and Baszler, who they a cool story here, I guess. Martinez took her under her wing, kind of trained her, showed her the ropes and all this. I guess they're on the indies, they work together as a faction or a team. Yeah,
there was another girl that was in the tournament that's in that team as well.
So that made for a decent story here.
Nicole Savoy, that was the other girl. That's in that team.
So Baszler picks up the win. And we said everything. And of course, Steph and Hunter are out to get some spotlight. It was fucking gross. Stephanie McMahon.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Why is she out there? She's nothing to women's wrestling.
Yeah, no, she, dude. She is responsible for the women's revolution. Well, she's the reason it happened.
Of course. Yeah, you know, like, she's also the reason why birds fly in the sky and why the water's blue and, you know, why there's oxygen in the air, too. But
you remember that? That's how it was. Like, when they introduced all those women, she had to come out and introduce them all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she came out and, Sasha Banks and this. So, yeah, you got to get a little spotlight. They can't help themselves, dude.
Yeah, no, I just say they can go fuck themselves. That's what I say.
Exactly. And, yeah, so Kairi Sane, fucking amazing elbow, obviously.
Oh, man, such a great elbow drop. She had one, like, not-so-good one against Bianca Belair where she basically just hip-checked Bianca in the chest.
Yeah. Well, if that broad doesn't know where to fucking be, then...
Yeah, it's your own goddamn fault.
What are you going to do? You got to do it. So, pretty good, man.
Yep. It was
Japanese women are the best wrestlers of women's wrestlers. Period.
Japanese people are the best wrestlers.
I was gonna say that'd be a topic of debate. You know, are they just in general? Definitely, women they are.
Yeah, I would say when it comes around to all around technical wrestling,
yeah,
and putting on a story in the ring, I would say Japanese wrestlers are probably better at it by a wide margin. But then you got, like, we're not Japanese, so we don't know the promos, so we don't know how good they are or how bad they are at promos.
Who cares?
Exactly. You don't need it. They tell a good enough story in the ring. Which is
I'm talking that... in-ring, yeah. And there's so many, too, right? I mean, like, he can't even... Like, who would you even say, like, compared to, like, a guy like Misawa or something?
It's right, like, or Chono. Right? Yeah. Like, there's a Masahiro Chono who's just a fucking beast. Kenta Kobashi.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there's so many. So, but yeah, women's wrestling, I mean, I still stand by Minami Toyota is the best women's wrestler of all time.
Yeah. You know, not far behind is, like, what's her fucking... I can't remember. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I give so up.
The Mae Young Classic, the final match is going to be
Tuesday.
Taking the place of 205 Live, I guess.
Well, 205 Live is coming on after.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the crowd's going to love that. It's like 4 hours of just television tapings.
I felt bad for the people of Sioux Falls last week. That show was three 1 minute matches, and then Orton and fucking Nakamura has sucked dick.
Yeah.
It was a decent match, but I mean, like, why would anybody want to go pay money to sit at that show and watch most of that shit on the screen? And awful.
Yeah, I agree. It's like watching the Super Bowl at your hometown when your team is playing on the other side of the country. You know what I mean? Like sitting in that stadium, watching it on the big screen.
Yeah. It
just sounds stupid.
So, there you go. Mae Young, classic. Pretty decent. But no blowaways. We got one match out of it for our top five. One honorable mention.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was nothing super. You know, and a lot of the matches, too, were only like 10-minute matches.
Right.
Right? They were pretty crunch time.
I think there's definitely some people that they can sign out of there to, you know, to future. If you're somebody like... Man, if you're like a Tamina Snuka or...
Oh, best be worried, Summer Rae.
Summer Rae, Alicia Fox. You better fucking be worried, son.
Yeah, because you got some people nipping at your feet now.
Yeah, you better start sucking someone's dick.
Yeah, exactly. Pulling Mickey Bella.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or an Alicia Fox, right? You fuck, get you some Doc Hendricks in you.
That's so weird. That's so...
Didn't they fuck? Isn't they
I don't. I, I've heard you say it before. It is. So
oh, I
weird.
Thought someone said that. I thought that was like going around that. That's how she's been working there. So no, that wasn't her. It was what's her name? Who ended up working there for 9 years and then retiring?
Layla.
No, Mendez.
Rosa Mendez.
Didn't she fuck him?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. I don't know none of that stuff. I know nothing about that.
I thought they, like, I don't know, a lot of shit goes around about these kind of things, I guess.
I don't think I look in that circle, you know what I mean? Like, wherever you hear this stuff, it's a place that I don't know where it is.
Oh, dude, I'm always interested in who's fucking, you know?
I'm interested in it, I just don't know. I'm just like an old man, you know what I mean? It's like I can't use the computer well enough. I don't know how to use Twitter that way.
I don't know where I fucking find out about that shit. I don't know. I'm not trying to. Holy fuck. It seems like a long show.
We are, let's see. Let me take a look, see here, sir. We are an hour and 54 minutes in. We have basically went through all the Lucha Underground.
Yeah. Quickly, Ring of Honor, I'll quickly go through on this. Not much in this. Lethal take beats Beer City Bruiser in a street fight.
It was a fun fight as well.
Oh, you did watch the show? Yeah, I did. That's pretty good. Lethal fucks his knee up hard with a keg and a chair, puts him in the figure four. Pretty good. They set up Lethal and Silas at Death Before Dishonor. Obviously, Cody and Suzuki is on that as well. Will Ferrer defeats Howie Timbershay. What the fuck? Who's that guy?
More, who let him go on TV with that name? Howie Timbershay.
Yeah.
Think
some people would. Some people would say Ring of Honor's roster has been decimated by WWE signings. They would be correct.
It's so true.
Wrestler Howie Timbershay agrees.
Well, I mean, it goes to show, like, who's facing Cody Rhodes at Death Before Dishonor?
Yeah.
Right. Minoru Suzuki. Nobody from your own company can do it because you got nobody built enough.
I think fucking... that's going to be more shit that they're doing. They always do that. They need, and it's good, you know, they get that crossover, but I bet New Japan would like if they had some stars they could send over there.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. I mean, they do get cheeseburger. Know. Apparently the Japanese people love cheeseburger.
Yeah. Huh? I'm not, I don't know why. I don't like cheeseburger.
I don't either. I think he's boring as fuck.
He comes out and challenges Ferreira to a match next week.
Yeah, they were tag team partners.
Yeah. Story is that Jay Briscoe's out with a concussion, but he cuts a fucking insane promo. I love fucking Briscoe promos. Dude.
I do too.
Love them.
Either one of them, Mark or Jay, don't care.
He's out of the match, so instead of a six-man match, it's a regular match. It's a regular tag match, that is. Mark Briscoe, Billy Ray take on the Bullet Club, represented by Paige and Cody. And that was a pretty fun match.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was. I mean, Bully Ray's not much of a wrestler, you know. Adam, I'm not a big fan of Adam Page, but
yeah,
you know,
I'm not either. The Kingdom eventually come out, so this seems to be. You know, are we gonna get like three trios teams going at it? That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, make for a good diverse, you know, just a little eclectic group instead of, you know, you got the trios, your trios titles, the three, six-man titles, so you need some teams to vie for it, you know? You need some built
teams. I think that'd be cool. Fucking Briscoes and Bully Ray and the Kingdom, then a team from Bullet Club, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can, with New Japan, you can always take in, you know, a team from Chaos, you know, a Taguchi Japan team, you know, you can do it all.
Well, I'm hoping they get back around to actually giving us fucking, you know, Machine Guns and fucking Young Bucks match.
I wouldn't mind seeing some goddamn War Machine, like, Jesus.
War Machine is on, what, 2 weeks ago or something?
Yeah, like, that's the worst thing about ROH television is that it's taped so long in advance that is like you get this, like, a six-week gap of just, like, the same wrestlers for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then they go and they do another set of tapings, and then it's the same set of wrestlers for 6 weeks. And I just, that's something about that just, it bugs me.
For sure. What else we got? Pretty much Lucha Underground, and we're fucking out of here, huh?
Yeah, we've basically covered everything in Lucha Underground, except for what Dario Cueto announced for Ultima Lucha.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't really get into some of these matches from Lucha. I definitely want to talk about that street fight, but the Drago match... it's not much really there. I'm trying to think of like if there's any story build up in there.
No. It's all basically just like the group that Drago is aligning himself with.
Yeah. Pindar and Vibora.
Yeah.
The Snipes. Yeah, Dario announces next week is episode 100, which is interesting because once you hit 100 episodes, you can sell your show into syndication, I guess.
Yes. So
and that's like, there's big money in that shit.
Yeah, and if you think about it, this was taped, what, in 2016?
Yeah.
If it ends, there's, what, 8 weeks now? If they were to rebuild the set, it would take a couple months.
Inside do they have to rebuild it again?
Yes. Yeah, they tear it down every time they're done.
Why?
It's used for other things, right?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And so they go back in. You know, they got to rebuild it. Then, you know, you're looking at probably January before anything really gets started. And then what if it's not even written? If there's nothing written for it, then it could be like a year before you get more. And that's, I mean, and they haven't planned on anything else yet, so who's saying there is going to be more? I'm a little worried, Jim, is what I'm saying.
I'm a little worried about my fucking bladder right now.
I've been wondering when we're going to have an old man piss break.
I know, I keep like going and going, and then like, fuck, now we're almost there.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a cigarette between my fingers, now waiting to go for about 45 minutes.
I'm sorry. Should it's we do okay. it right here?
No. We might as well finish.
All right.
Or are you going to piss your pants?
Fucking getting there. I'm getting there. We've been talking for like hours on there. Dario then calls Mysterio out, tells him that Montanz is taking on all three members of the Rabbit Tribe, and tries to send Rey home. Tells him if he won't leave, he'll fire Dragon Azteca.
Yeah.
So,
and for a Canadian like me, too, when he says Dragon Azteca, it takes a second for it to register that he's talking about Dragon Azteca. Because it's like, what did he say? Oh, Dragon Azteca.
Why, what do you think he's saying?
It's like, Dragon Azteca.
Oh, okay.
It's like, what?
Yeah, I like really liked Ray's promo, a little bit of promo here.
Yeah.
Where he says that... that the Cueto family legacy ends next week, and after he finishes Montanza, is coming for Dario. Oh, that was pretty good.
Yep. I hope... I don't know. Will we get to... Yes. I don't know. Do you think that'll be this season? No.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's next week.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Mysterio versus Montanza is in episode 100 next week. So... we get the 5-0 street fight. As we mentioned earlier, this match was fucking great. Go out and watch this. Amazing. As far as street fights go, one of the better ones I've seen.
In a long time.
Yeah.
If not, ever. Right. I loved it.
Yeah, right. They have a cop car in the aisle with its lights on, which is awesome. They have riot-geared police all around the ring with shields. So it's kind of like a fucking lumberjack match, really.
Kind of, yeah.
They've got, they even have like a blue light on every fucking ring post. A flashing blue light. It's great, man. But it gets fucking crazy. There's shields in the ring. There's nightsticks. There's handcuffs. It's fucking great.
They make their way out to the car and use sledgehammers on the car and everything. You can tell the glass is not gimmick glass or nothing like that.
Right.
It's good.
Ryan busts Cortez open with fucking handcuff punches. Gets him just bloodied out. Wears him out with a nightstick. Then puts on a latex glove. Dumps a bunch of lube on his hand. And I guess you're supposed to believe that he's fingering him up the butt through the pants.
Yeah.
Which I suppose denim. You could do. But I don't know how lube would help you any.
No, I don't think it would make it more slippery, if you ask me.
Yeah. They get outside the ring, and here's where the police, like, really get around. Like, they surround him, basically, in a half moon of shields, riot gear police stuff. While the crowd chants, "We want donuts." Fucking awesome.
Yeah, because they had a table with donuts and everything set up, too.
Yeah. Cortez swings a bat at Ryan's head. He moves out of the way, which then smashes out the headlight of the car. You know, smart little spot like that, man. Joey Ryan grabs a sledgehammer. At one point, Stryker asks if it's time to play the game. And then calls, he hits him with a cop bottom on the hood. So that was great. Cortez ends up dumping hot coffee into Ryan's trunks on his fucking dick.
On that strong dick.
After he dumps the hot coffee onto his dick, he pulls out a taser, and we get a taser to the dick. I mean, come on, dude. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It was. It was so fun.
Slams him down on a pile of shields. Castro gets the win. I fucking love it, man. It's super fun. Go ahead and watch that. You will not be disappointed.
If you watch one match this week, it should be this one.
Yeah. And then Rabbit Tribe and Matanza, which, again, was a super fun fucking move. Or super fun match, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. If you're looking for traditional wrestling, you're not, it's not like this is a 5-star match or anything like that, but it's
really
fun to watch. It's just like the three guys together, they make up such a good team. You know, it's like they look like they're full of blood. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the guy with the white checkers, he just had blood stains on his belly. It's like, what the fuck?
They're awesome. And also like the rapid fire drop kicks.
Yeah, that was fun.
But they drop kick him like 30 times amongst them. It's just like boom, 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 just nonstop fucking drop kicks on him. That was fucking rad.
Yeah, it was. It was really good.
Very good stuff. Montanza takes a win there. Puma comes out to announce his team for next week. And Mundo comes out, proposes mask versus title. Dario comes out and kicks it up a notch even further, career versus title.
So yeah, so, that's where Ricochet gets out.
Is that the deal? Probably.
I would imagine so, yeah.
But they filmed this so long ago. They filmed this thinking that they had him on a longer deal, don't they?
I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea.
But I guess you're right. Maybe that's
me. This is where you do it.
I don't look for, you know, I avoid all spoilers for this shit like the plague, so.
Well, I mean, I have no idea who wins. I don't even know what matches are on Ultima Lucha. Even if I did see the spoilers, it was years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't fucking remember shit.
Next week, there'll be this trios fucking match. We don't know who his partners will be yet, so.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good episode. I feel like we're going to be... We're not going to have any trouble finding a top five next week with how good SmackDown should be and Lucha Underground.
Exactly. And then what is the other match?
For next week?
Yeah.
Pentagon and...
And Dragon Azteca. For one of the ancient Aztec medallions. So right now, Son of Havoc has one. The Rabbit Tribe have three.
Somebody, Drago, got one as well.
Right. There you go. So that's five of them out. So they'll do that. There'll be a Gift of the Gods match coming up somewhere in here, too, I'm sure. So
I would imagine, yeah, during the Ultima Lucha.
Yeah. Lucha Underground is fucking awesome. So I hope it comes back. I'm worried now.
Yeah, I feel doom is on the horizon, sir.
Oh, God, I hope not. How sad would that be?
I know.
That someday we'll just be sitting here and then going like, fuck, you remember Lucha Underground? That was awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if it doesn't ever go any further than this, hopefully somebody somewhere takes what, you know, they did really well and apply it somewhere else.
Yeah. But, I mean, you need closure to all this story. It can't just end.
No, I know. Especially right now where it's like gods against gods and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, you built up this whole fucking thing. You got all these things to... Which I suppose they figured out. I mean, they always seem to do a good job of resolving everything and setting up new shit.
Yeah.
So at the least, you'll get shit set up, you know, that won't happen, I guess. Oh, that'd haunt me. Ah.
That'll haunt me.
No, I can't have it. I'm looking like this isn't only like my favorite wrestling show. It's like my favorite show.
Well, hey, man.
God damn it. We shall see. Does anyone have anything else this week?
I don't think so. I really don't. I got nothing else.
Yeah, we forget stuff, but, you know.
There wasn't no question or anything this week, eh?
No. Not that I'm aware of. You can send us questions. Audio form. Questions, impressions, anything really. Maybe we'll play it on the show. Send them to us, suplexcitylimits@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook page for our Hall of Fame under the album section. Throw your boys a like on the way out. What is coming up on the Federation?
We're finally going to release that No Mercy episode this weekend that I've been talking about.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It took us a while to get that one with everything moving and me being egregiously sick for 2 weeks, you know. I spent the last 2 weeks of this show just being in a daze. So it was nice to be finally fresh as a daisy again.
Well, fucking A, man.
So if you haven't heard the Federation, definitely give it a listen. Tyler and his brother watch all kinds of old wrestling. That's one of the things too. It's like it's all evergreen content, so you can listen to it anytime.
Yeah.
It's not like this show to an extent is once the week is over, it's kinda it is weird to go back and listen to. I listened to a couple of old ones, and it's weird to listen to me and Rando talk about like fucking J&J security and shit. That era of weirdness. But yeah, everyone should check that shit out. Shout outs to all of our brothers in podcasting as I stall while I look for my list that I can't find. Wrestling Soup Podcast, of course, the aforementioned Federation. Sat Pod, The Strap, Shooting the Shiznit, Out of the Van, Monday Night Snore, Comic Cancuzzi, all of our other friends in podcasting. YouTube, check out Rocked Reviews, Wrestling Shorts, and this week came across something cool, a video from username Kim Justice has a like hour and a half breakdown of Heroes of Wrestling, dude.
Oh, I seen that video, yeah.
With everything you could ever imagine to know about it. It is fucking really well done. And I could only imagine took an insane amount of time.
I've been meaning to watch that. I seen that a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half long, but it's super interesting, super well done. Hits all kinds, I mean, like everything in there, so that's worth a watch. I don't know that person, I just want to give him a shout out because it's really fucking cool. I enjoyed it. So I think that's about it then, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we previewing a pay-per-view next week or no?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
It shows you how amped we are for No Mercy.
Right, yeah. No Mercy. No Mercy.
I'd rather just play No Mercy on N64.
I definitely would not rather watch No Mercy 2003, that's for sure.
Well, you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week to do this all again. Get fucked up, make offensive jokes, and keep you informed on what happened in the week in wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, but mainly make offensive jokes.
Yeah, that's mostly. I know some listeners don't watch it anymore. Like, I don't think fucking Fultz, I don't think he watches wrestling anymore. So a lot of people don't.
And well, I mean, he's too busy being a hurricane, right? And just going around wrecking states.
It's just like, yeah, if you don't watch the shit, I mean, which I totally don't blame you for. We watch it so you don't have to.
Right.
So that'll do it for this week. We thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week. And until then, of course, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And as always, be excellent to each other.